The Census Bureau says it will not meet today's deadline to report the first set of results from the 2020 count of every person living here in the U.S. Those numbers matter because they influence the amount of representation states have in Congress and the Electoral College. The delay could have political implications for President Trump and his push to exclude unauthorized immigrants from that count. And let's bring in NPR's Hansi Lo Wang to explain all of this. First, can you remind us what's behind this delay, which is one of many this year for the census?
That's right. But this delay has been expected for months, mainly because of COVID-19. Plus, the Trump administration upended the census schedule earlier this year, ultimately by cutting short the time for counting and for running quality checks on the census results. And right now, the major problem is the Census Bureau has found irregularities in the census records, and it needs more time to make sure no one is counted twice or in the wrong place, especially in a year when so many people, including college students, have moved around because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. So a check for errors, but why is there then an urgency to get these census numbers released as soon as possible? And really, how does the ending of the Trump administration next month factor into this?
Well, missing today's legal reporting deadline could throw off a series of other deadlines that are coming up for finalizing this first set of census results. But career officials at the Census Bureau also have a duty to put out accurate and complete numbers, because if they're not accurate and complete, that could result in an unfair distribution of congressional seats and electoral college votes among the states for 10 years. And one main reason the Bureau is in this very tight spot is because the Trump administration has been pressuring the Bureau to get numbers out before Trump's term ends. That could allow the president to try to exclude unauthorized immigrants from numbers that the 14th Amendment says must include, quote, the whole number of persons in each state. The federal government has never excluded unauthorized immigrants who live in the United States from this process. But if Trump makes this unprecedented change, I'm expecting a new flurry of lawsuits in 2021.
This process can be confusing. You and your editor and the NPR visual team put out this comic strip showing how it works, which we will have on our website, hereandnow.org. What will you be thinking about in the weeks ahead in terms of what's next for the census? You kind of shared a little bit of that with us.
Yeah, I'm watching to see what happens around January 9th. That's a check-in date within the Census Bureau internally that a source inside the Bureau has told me. That's when the Bureau is expected to kind of assess where things are and possibly when they may start the last steps in processing the census records. And that may be when they figure out exactly when this first set of numbers will be out and start this process for reapportioning congressional seats and ultimately electoral college votes. So that's something to look for. And in the meantime, there is a concern that while we wait, could the Trump administration force out numbers that are inaccurate or incomplete and really throw the census process even deeper into chaos? That's another possibility in these final days of the Trump administration.
So much to watch for, and we thank you, Hansi, for all of your work in guiding us through all things census.
You're welcome, Tanya.